putting local artists center stage. This is an East Coast Rising Artist Spotlight. On this week's East Coast Artist Spotlight, we're featuring a singer-songwriter who has been featured here before on 101.5 The Hawk at East Coast Rising, but he's coming out with something new. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Andrew Waite.
Hey, Chuck.
Andrew, thanks so much for doing this. I know you got something new out, which we're going to feature in a little while, but this is a chance for us to have a little bit of a chat, a little bit of a catch-up, and for you to let the listeners know, let your fans know what you've been up to. So are we looking forward to just this single, or is it kind of a larger project?
Well, we have an entire album done, so there will be more music coming as the months kind of come on.
Good. Now, I tell you, I listened to the song. I'm really liking it as well. I don't know, just a kind of a different beat. Do you find it something a bit different than what you normally do?
Well, yes and no. I mean, in some ways, you know, it feels like a departure from some of my recent material. And in some ways it feels, you know, like it's a natural progression. It differs in that this entire record, for the first time for me, it's almost entirely co-written. So from a writing standpoint, that's where we really took a shift.
So you know, who are some of, you said there's been some co-writing and some collaborations. Who assisted you with this album?
Well, Chris Kirby produced it. So Chris is originally from Newfoundland, but he's now based in Lawrencetown, Nova Scotia. So he produced it, and him and I did a lot of the co-writing, as well as some songs were written with Colin McDonald and Chris and I. Mm-hmm. Colin from the Trues, of course. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so Colin was actually a writer on this song, on the new single.
Perfect. Well, let's talk about this one. So brand new song that you're going to have out. We're going to release it here in just a moment. So tell us about how that one came about. What's the meaning behind this song?
Well, we kind of wrote it from the idea of, not letting somebody get you down, I suppose, not letting somebody be a drag on your situation or your band or your business or whatever you've got going on. You know, somebody that, I think a lot of people can relate to having somebody on their team or supposed to be on their team that's really bringing them down, not pulling their weight, being really a stick in the mud. And I suppose we sort of wrote it from the perspective of not letting that affect you and overcoming that, having sort of a sense of resilience. And I think on top of that, to kind of, this isn't what it was about per se, but you know, a lot of people have said to me over the last little bit, it's like, oh, it's like almost like a 2020 song, like, you know, you're releasing it in the first month of 2021 and you got this song, like, you know, I ain't going out like that. It's like, it's almost like a, you know, a bit of a nod to the rough year that we've had.
Yeah.
which isn't where we were writing from, but I mean, it sort of suits in some ways too. So I think that's kind of cool.
Well, and each listener is going to pick up on something different within the song and kind of make it their own as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Ain't Going Out Like That. This is a song we're going to feature today, and I'm going to get you to introduce it, Andrew.
Yeah, sure thing. This song was a real blast to track. We had, an all-star lineup playing on it with Ron Hines on bass and Chris McFarlane on drums and Ian Sherwood on saxophone, Rainey Smith and her sisters on vocals. It was just a pleasure to record and super excited to put this one out there. This Ain't Going Out Like That. And you're listening to East Coast Rising on 101.5 The Hawk.